mga bakpa o'y hulong puro dada. Matagyaw-yaw na gadilab ang dila. Murong suga ipagwas sa matagtat na kaisong uksaba. Ka ikaw ang bituon nga nagasilaw, nagamug na. Ang dugusi mong ugat, sugugam hana. Sama sa isdang hana sa kadagatan. Lumoy, apas, sugbaktas. Sa kataling ba na yung pagpakyas?
Tumitingkad ang kultura ng mga Pilipino sa pamamagitan ng mga sayaw at awitin na buong pagmamalaking ipinamamalas ng mga artist at performers dito sa Australia. Isa ang artist na si MCL Wills sa mga tumutulong para hindi tuluyang makalimutan ng mga Pinoy sa Darwin at saan mang bahagi ng Australia ang mga tradisyonal na tugtugin at sayaw na sariling atin.
I really believe that the Filipinos have so much to show to the Australian community and to contribute to the Australian community. And a lot of us, unfortunately, tend to forget how amazing our culture is. And that's not anyone's fault. And I think we just get so carried away with our new life in Australia. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we shouldn't forget to showcase our rich heritage, Filipino heritage, especially the indigenous people of the Philippines. May ano ako, soft spot ako sa indigenous people ng Philippines. I really think that their life pre-colonization is really parang incredible. Yung history ng indigenous Filipinos, it was really incredible. And I really would love for the Filipino community to get to know that or just to get a snippet of that, even just through dancing. So when I do dance, I choose to always perform an indigenous Filipino dance. So it's igorot or Bagobo sa Mindanao, yung mga ganyan.
Tuluyang napamahal si MCL sa mga katutubong sayaw. Sa tulong ng isang Pinoy choreographer, mas naunawaan niya ang kahulugan ng mga galaw at ang mahalagang kwento ng kasaysayan na kadikit ng bawat indak.
Kasi nung bata ako, lagi naming sinasayaw yung mga kariñosa, mga Spanish na mga ganon. Tapos nung pumunta ako ng Darwin, believe it or not, when I was 15, I came here. It wasn't until when I was 27, we had a choreographer from Mindanao. His name was Ian Agton, and at that time Ian was here to help us choreograph the cultural performances for the 2011 Barrio Fiesta in August. Believe it or not, that was the first time that I was actually exposed to an indigenous Filipino dance, and that's when I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I don't know my culture. And then when he taught us the dances, hindi lang yung sayaw yung tinuturo niya sa amin. He taught us the history behind the dance. So he was very strict in a good way. Kasi ayaw niya, kunwari, konting iba lang yung beads na sinuot mo. Hindi niya pinapasuot. And i-explain niya kung bakit. Kunwari, may igurot beads ka na kamukha ng bagobo. Sabi niya, that's not a bagobo, necklace. Because this is the reason why. And we had to respect all that. To show parang kahit konting authenticity ng dance namin. Tapos, he wouldn't let us dance an indigenous dance kung walang ritual sa beginning of the dance. Mm-hmm. Because of my experience, ginagamit ko siya to also educate in a fun way the students, mga kabataan ngayon, and even adults. Kasi a lot of the adults don't know the history of the indigenous people of the Philippines.
Nagkaroon din siya ng interes na pag-aralan ang lengguahe at kultura ng Aboriginal community dito sa Australia, na siyang malaking naitutulong sa kanyang trabaho at mga gawain sa komunidad.
Because where I work, we have a lot of, majority of our cohort is actually indigenous students sa trabaho ko. And, working with them for 13 years. And my husband does work with indigenous students as well. And I think working with them for 13 years just made me realize na parang Pilipino din na they have so much to contribute to the Australian community. Like, I have no right naman to speak on behalf of them, but basically getting to know their culture so that eventually gusto ko yung trabaho ko is in that industry.
Isa ring youth mentor si MCL at bahagi ng kanyang mga advokasya ang pagtataguyod ng karapatan ng mga kabataan at kababaihan. Maaga siyang namulat sa pag-volunteer at iba't ibang community activities. At ngayon, tumatayo siyang pangulo ng FAANT o Filipino-Australian Association of the Northern Territory.
Nung bata ako, nasa simbahan ako palagi. And I think a lot of community servants or kapati performer, di ba? You don't have to be religious. But we carry the values that the church has taught us. Medyo politiko kasi yung pamilya ko sa Philippines, although local government lang. Maraming ginagawa yung mga lolo ko, mga aunties and uncles. Mm-hmm. To the people of Escalante Negros Occidental. That's where I grew up. It's a small fishing village in Negros. So I guess growing up na, you know, minsan ikaw yung binibigyan, tapos minsan naman ikaw yung nagbibigay. Hinahanap ko yung satisfaction, the satisfaction that it gives me when helping people. Parang ganun. And also, I'm doing this for my kids because I want my kids to see, to be grateful. Kasi yung buhay nila ngayon, ibang-iba sa buhay ko nung nasa Pilipinas ako.
Sa kabila ng napakaraming titulo at ginagampan ng trabaho, nangunguna ang pagiging nanay sa kanya.
I have three beautiful children. One is 12 years old, one is 6, and one is 4. Now, I mean, a lot of people forget that that's part of myself, which is the major part of myself, kasi hindi ko siya pinopost sa social media. But out of, you know, a lot of the masks that I wear, is I am a mother first before anything else.
Bilang mommy, paano mo dinadala to sa mga anak mo, or paano mo siya sinishare?
Meron kaming ginawang lullaby in Tagalog sa project siya ng ABC for Kids. Yung kantang yun, although it's in Tagalog, kinakanta ko sa mga anak ko. Tapos nung nagsulat din ako, nun, in-envision ko din na kinakausap ko yung mga anak ko na pinapatulog ko sila. Pag may events ako, dinadala ko sila sa events. Kasi alam ko kahit naglalaro lang sila, doon ako nagsimula eh. Kahit naglalaro lang ako dati, pag na-expose yung bata sa ganyan, eventually, you know, they will carry that in their heart when they grow up.
Ang mga karanasan at kaalaman na nagmulat sa kanyang pagka-Pilipino ang nagiging inspirasyon niya sa mga isinusulat na awitin. Sa tulong ng iba pang mga mang-aawit at producers, pinagsama-sama nila ang mga ipinagmamalaking talento ng mga Pinoy para magbahagi ng kasiyahan sa ating mga kababayan.
Pinoy Street Party, we collaborated with Skinny Fish Music, with the creative director James Manguhig. His artist name is Kuya James. He's half Filipino, half Dutch. I can speak on behalf of James. Sabi niya, you know, I've been working with a lot of the indigenous Australians and indigenous Taiwanese, but he's actually never worked for the Filipinos here in Darwin. So last year he contacted me and he said, you know, I want to do a Pinoy Street Party. The reason for that was we acknowledge that a lot of the Filipinos were not able to go home. So that's why James decided to do one, through Darwin Festival.
At ngayon, kasama ng iba pang Pinoy Aussie artist, sa pangungunan ni Kuya James, itatampok nila ang mga makabagong kanta at iba pang performances sa darating na Aus Asia Festival sa 29 ng Oktubre sa Adelaide. Mapapakinggan ang Visayan rap song na pinamagatang Isa na binuo ni Kuya James, Serena Peck at MCL sa darating nilang performances.
Yung Isa, yung rap ng Isa, sabing nagpretend ako na yung tatay ko, na lolo ko, I call him tatay, it's my tatay talking to me and telling me about life. Yun yung envision. Kasi you have to do that when you're writing. You have to pretend you're in that situation na may kinakausap ka. I mean, for me anyway, it helps me a lot. So like, you are my treasure. You listen to me. Ito yung dapat mong gawin. Huwag kang masyadong magpa-apekto sa sinasabi ng iba. You do what you do. Parang ganun lang. You know, it's a basic advice from a parent to their child.
Inaasahang muling pagbubuklo rin ng masayang event ang mga Pilipino at Pinoy at Heart dito sa Australia sa pamamagitan ng mga masasarap na pagkain at mga inihandang performances ng grupo. Matapos ang mahabang lockdown sa iba't ibang bahagi ng bansa, panahon naman para ibalik ang kasiyahan at pag-asa ng mga kababayan sa tulong ng musika.
Hi to the people of Adelaide and across the country, lahat ng mga Filipino sa Australia. We are inviting you to come and watch the Filipino Street Party, Pinoy Street Party in Adelaide on the 29th of October 2021. Just go to ausasia.com. And then you can buy your tickets there. It's going to be fun. You know, we need this. We haven't been home for a long, long time. And we need to get together and party together and enjoy Filipino culture together. So see you.